Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Etheridge. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holtzman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-1 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunt. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Etheridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson pinch runs for Jim Ray Hart. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Etheridge hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Bob Burton now playing first base. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Smith pinch hits for Don Young. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a pop-up towards third. Etheridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Qualls now playing center field. Phil Regan now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 2 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Heath and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.